Coinbase files with the SEC to list single-stock perpetual futures. Coinbase has filed registrations with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as part of a plan to offer single-stock perpetual futures to American traders, according to a September 3rd report from Cointelegraph. The product would let users take leveraged long or short positions on individual company shares using a contract type that first became popular in crypto trading. The filing lands during a broad market rally. As of September 3, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $81,598, up 5.5% on the day, with Ether at $25,088, play 4.8%, and XRP at $147, 9.0% per coin market cap. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 78, firmly in greed. Coinbase is moving to expand its derivatives menu into the strongest tape crypto has seen in weeks. Perpetual futures apply to equities. Perpetual futures are the defining instrument of crypto derivatives trading. Unlike a traditional futures contract, a perp has no expiry date, so a position can stay open indefinitely. A funding rate, paid between longs and shorts at regular intervals, keeps the contract price tethered to the underlying asset. Binance, Bybit, and other offshore venues built enormous volumes on perps because they let traders hold leveraged exposure without rolling contracts every quarter. Applying that structure to a single stock is the part that stands out. A trader could hold a leveraged, open-ended position on one company's shares, long or short, without owning the stock and without an expiry to manage. It collapses some of the friction between equity trading and the always-on mechanics crypto users already know. Leverage cuts both ways. A perpetual position that moves against a trader can be liquidated when margin runs out, and funding payments accrue for as long as the position stays open. These are not buy-and-hold instruments. A regulated onshore path. The detail that matters is where Coinbase is filing. Single-stock perps and high-leverage perpetuals have largely lived on offshore platforms that U.S. residents cannot legally access. By registering with the SEC, Coinbase is trying to bring the product onshore inside a regulated wrapper, rather than routing American demand to venues abroad. The timing fits a wider shift. Coinbase separately filed SEC registrations tied to single-stock perpetual futures as it builds out a U.S. derivatives stack, and the regulatory mood around perps has warmed. On the same day, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission moved to dismiss a CME Group lawsuit over crypto perpetual futures, with the agency's lawyers calling the suit much ado about nothing and arguing CME lacked standing. A regulator pushing back on a challenge to perps, while an exchange files to list them, points in the same direction. Coinbase has been assembling the pieces for months. The company recently added former Morgan Stanley banker Anthony Armstrong to its board as it leans further into a financial system for AI framing, and its CEO has spent the year pressing Congress to pass market structure legislation. A single-stock perps filing is another step in turning Coinbase from a spot exchange into a full derivatives venue. The gap between a filing and a launch, nothing here is live. A filing is a request, not a green light, and the SEC can take months to respond, ask for changes, or decline. Product scope, eligible tickers, leverage caps, and margin rules would all be set through that process. Traders reading the headline should treat this as intent, not availability. If approved, the competitive read is straightforward. U.S. traders who currently reach for offshore perps or who trade equities and crypto in separate apps would get single-stock leverage inside a regulated dollar-based venue. That is a meaningful pull for active traders, though it does nothing for anyone who avoids leverage on principle. This is speculative product analysis, not financial advice, and leveraged derivatives carry liquidation risk that spot positions do not. For the crypto card and everyday spending audience, the direct impact is thin. Perpetual futures are a trading product, not a payments rail, and they will not change how anyone loads a card or earns cashback rewards. The relevance is second order. Coinbase deepening its regulated U.S. footprint strengthens a company that also runs a consumer Coinbase card program and a healthier onshore derivatives market, tends to pull more retail activity onto compliant U.S. platforms.